We turn now to a story that's making headlines next door to Pakistan in India. It involves a university in the San Francisco Bay Area that's under investigation for alleged immigration fraud. Many of the school's students come to the U.S. from India, but federal officials say the university is a sham. Where that leaves the foreign students and their immigration status is pretty unclear. Here's more on this complicated investigation from reporter Alex Collins.
The Jadish, who wouldn't give his real name, the price tag was too irresistible to ignore. At $5,400 a year, Tri-Valley University had the cachet of providing an American degree without the prohibitive expense of more celebrated institutions. But the value of Jadish's education has been thrown into doubt after federal agents shut the university down last week. For Jadish, the shame is too much to bear.
Right now, I came here to pursue my master's, so even I can't face anyone if I go back to my place.
U.S. authorities wonder whether the shame is at being duped or in getting caught. The U.S. District Attorney's Office last week claimed that Susan Sue created a sham university. She raked in millions of dollars in tuition fees, and hundreds of young people, generally from India, got themselves U.S. student visas. Sue vigorously denied doing anything wrong when she was interviewed on a local TV station.
We did not do cheating. It's supposed to be, right? This is the standard we charge. We have so many students signed up. We never force anybody to sign up with us.
According to records, 95% of students who studied at Tri-Valley University came from the Andhra Pradesh region of India, and half the students had registered their U.S. address at a single apartment block in suburban San Jose, which is what tipped off federal officials. The U.S. isn't sure how many of the Indian students were complicit in the scam and how many were duped. The Consul General of India in San Francisco is Susmita Gongali Thomas. She says it's still too soon to say whether most students broke the law.
Those who have found to be in some way complicit with the case, yeah, would not be allowed transfers and would not be allowed to go back honorably. They would be deported, perhaps with prejudice. Where they have found certain people, those will be charged.
The government has radio-tagged at least a dozen students, which the feds say does not necessarily imply guilt. Scams affecting Indian nationals going abroad are nothing new. Last year, a number of students were duped into attending various fake institutions in Australia and Canada. Indian agents working on behalf of lesser-known institutions worldwide is rife. This is partly due to lack of regulation combined with a culture that values word of mouth. So touts for Tri-Valley University had to do very little to convince the local population that this institution would provide an excellent education, as this Indian mother explains.
Since so many students have got Tri-Valley University, I thought it's a good university. We'll get visa. They said like that only. The fees will be very nominal. Second thing, your daughter can work anyway.
The U.S. government imposes strict rules around students' ability to work while attending university. Part-time paid work on campus is allowed, but Tri-Valley students couldn't even do that. The institution is online only. It's difficult to know how many students colluded with Sue and her allegedly fake university. But guilty or innocent, there's no question that these students will do whatever it takes to live out their American dream. For The World, I'm Alex Collins in San Francisco.